All right, Linchpin, Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. Workout of the day for time or not. And if you don't know what that means, you need to go to one of our Mondays and watch the video entitled New to Linchpin. Watch this first. That explains what the not for time workout is, what the wild card option is, all kinds of good stuff. So today's workout for time or not, 1.5 mile run, then you rest 5 minutes. And then you have 3 rounds for time or not, 30 V-ups, 20 burpees, and 10 ring muscle-ups. So for this one, the 1.5 mile run is probably somewhat obvious, right? We're just gonna get in some good monostructural engine building work, but I wanted to do it. I didn't want to have everybody do a full-blown 5K, but I didn't want to have some 400-meter runs and a mixed modality sort of workout where I know you're probably not going to push the pace in the runs because there's something else looming for you. So we put a 1.5 mile run out there, which is a beautifully obnoxious distance, and then a 5-minute rest. And so my goal for that is, if you decide to do this for time, that you can actually put some good effort into that 1.5 mile run, knowing that once you finish, you've got 5 minutes rest before you have to start the next section of the workout. So that was what I was thinking with that. But if you're somewhere where 1.5 miles is still, you know, rather demanding for you, a little bit intimidating, that's also why it's the not for time day. That in conjunction with what we have looming for us 5 minutes later, which is the 3 rounds for time or not, 30 V-ups. 3 sets of 30 V-ups is no joke for the midline. No joke for the midline. 20 burpees and 10 ring muscle-ups. Wanted some pushing off of the ground. I didn't want to go below parallel today based upon what we had done yesterday. Didn't want to touch a barbell today as well, and I wanted a nice big upper body gymnastics pull, and I got that with this workout here, so that's why those elements were chosen. All of them are also, of course, going to compound and make each other more challenging. Doing V-ups and doing burpees before you get to rings for ring muscle-ups is not going to make the ring muscle-ups any easier. And everything is a relatively respectable chunk of work. Those 30 V-ups are big chunks. 20 burpees, although not overwhelming for sure, is just that set that you know that you can push through, and sets of 10 ring muscle-ups for our mere mortals, us mere mortals, those are big chunks. So this isn't a chipper where it would just be lined out and you'd go through it once, because it is a 3-round workout, but it's a 3-round workout with nice, decent-sized chunks of work, and that was done intentionally. With regards to looking at this and thinking about whether or not I would scale it, first of all, you know, if that 1.5 mile run, if you don't think you're going to do that in, you know, what do I have down here for a time domain for this? 1.5 mile run in 15 minutes or less. Yeah, so if you don't think you're going to do, hold a 10 minute mile on that, you know, 1.5, so 15 minutes, you may want to just do 15 minutes of running. Run, jog, walk, 7.5 minutes out, 7.5 minutes back. See how much distance you cover, and go ahead when it comes up again, give that a whirl. The V-ups are challenging. If you can grind through those, they'll be highly broken up. I'm right there with you, but that's okay. They're worth it. If you are not quite there yet, then scaling them out with one of the other options is a great call. The 20 burpees, they're not over the bar or anything. The 10 ring muscle-ups, certainly no need to do them unbroken. That's for darn sure. That goes with like every single workout. There's almost never need to do anything unbroken. But if you are fresh, if you can do this set of 10 ring muscle-ups and let's say 3-3-2-2, you know, 3, shake it out, 3, shake it out, you know, smaller sets with quick rest, you think that can get through your set of 10, I would say that you're in a good place. If you can do 2 sets of 5, you're certainly good to go. A 6 and a 4, you're certainly good to go. You know, 4-3-3, great. But if you're in that neck of the woods, you're probably good to go with the ring muscle-ups. And there's a difference between can you do them and they're safe and just challenging, or do you not have them yet? If you've got them, you just get some fatigue, you got to take some rest. That's also why it's the not for time day, so that you can just get better at the skill and have a blast. We've got the goal times there. The wild card option is going to go ahead and give you the GHD sit-ups instead of the V-ups. And then in place of the ring muscle-ups, we've got strict pull-ups and strict dips, be it on the rings or the bar. Fantastic. And I'd love to see them strict. And if they're not strict, I would like to see somebody doing ring dips, making them as challenging as possible to build that upper body pressing strength. And same with the dips. You can put your feet on the ground, use a band, but make them really challenging so you get better at the movement. We've got your scale option for you. Limited equipment, of course. It's got the lowering muscle-ups. Fantastic. Just use as little feet as necessary. And that takes us through the workout for Tuesday, October 4th. Again, you know, in the past, sometimes I've just read the workouts, but I feel everybody can read the workouts, read the goal times, read the cooldown, the stretching, the accessory work, but kind of letting everybody know the why and what we're doing that day and what's going through my mind with when scaling should occur, I think that'll be a very useful piece of information for everybody. So enjoy Tuesday, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.